This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show with EB at a volleyball tournament for his daughter. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auville. So Kevin Willard, still the head coach of the University of Maryland. We have our poll of the day. Do you want him to be the head coach moving forward after all the drama this past week? Cakes seems to be leaning towards no. I'll say this. I think he can save it by just saying if he was humble and he's like, you know what? I maybe botched all this media stuff. I should have kept my mouth shut, but I just want the best for Maryland, and I want to stay at Maryland. I want to build Maryland to a national championship team. I want to go to many Sweet 16s and go beyond. I think he could recover.
He just seems like a hard guy to trust at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe he just doesn't think before he speaks.
I always feel like he's going to be flirting with whoever the next available, attractive opening is going to be while he's here.
Well, I mean, he's also, I mean, unless he's going to re-sign and re-up the Maryland job, he's also putting Maryland in a tough spot because Maryland is waiting. If Maryland wants to replace Kevin Willard, well, they've got to have a couple of names. And maybe behind the scenes they're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard the crazy names, but it's just his comments are just a mystery to me.
And I don't know if I like this response from him. This is from John Rothstein, who joined us yesterday. Kevin Willard, this is from 8 hours ago, when asked if he looked back on the last week and felt he should have handled things differently. His quote, nope, not at all.
He needs some media training. But remember, he did say this.
Media training, he's been a
I know.
He's been a coach in big time hoops for 20 years. He needs more media training at this point. Guys, it is almost 50.
He did say this, though, last week, which started it all after they beat Grand Canyon. He said, I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship. But there's things that need to change.
Mm-hmm.
If he just focused on the first part and just hit that over and over again, look, I'm trying to win a national championship here. I'm fighting for everything I can so that I can win a national championship. then I think you can get the fan base back. He's bungled it for sure. But there are a lot of people that are fed up and want him gone. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I haven't checked the poll recently. Let's see what the poll is at. It was at like 72% say bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. And it'll probably go higher. But we kind of ran the audio earlier in the show. And Mad Max, I don't know if you want to get some of those clips up again. But the fact that he says after the game that he just doesn't know what he wants to do. He hasn't talked to his agent. He hasn't talked to his wife. There's no one on the planet that believes that. And this is what it sounded like last night.
So I have not even. I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was gonna just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, maybe he didn't talk to his wife yesterday, but
right.
the fact that he claims he hasn't talked to his wife about this, no one believes that.
And his awareness about the agent, too.
Yeah.
There's definitely texts. You know, you may be somewhat focusing on the game plan and that stuff, but you're paying some attention. Jason, do you want him back? At the University of Maryland.
Well, look, I'm
now,
not,
you didn't go to Maryland.
I'm not a huge Maryland fan. I think this has been a great story for sports radio.
Oh, absolutely.
This has been a great story for us.
It's been pretty tasty.
And if it lingers into next week, it's a great story for us. If I was a Maryland fan, I would probably, kind of depending on who they were looking to replace him with, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we've heard some of the names out there, but are you going to get better than Kevin Willard? Kevin Willard's a damn good coach, X's and O's wise. So, but maybe from what's happened in the past 4 days, you're just fed up with it and you're willing to take a chance on somebody else. If I was a Maryland fan, after the way he's handled this, I'd probably say no.
So Max has pulled some audio too. This is Willard 3 years ago after an NCAA tournament loss in his last game at Seton Hall. Mm-hmm. After he had quietly taken the Maryland job. Here's Willard from 3 years ago.
Zach Braziller, New York Post. Kevin, there's been a lot of rumors in the last day or so of you potentially going to Maryland. Do you want to kind of comment on whether that's accurate or not?
I'll give you exactly what I can tell you, Zach. I have an agent who I haven't talked to yet. I don't know who he's talking to. I have absolutely no idea, but when I get home tomorrow, I'll talk to my agent and discuss things with my agent.
So he's just lying. I mean, that's a outright lie, yeah. Bold face.
He's on brand.
There's just no way you can believe any of that. But I don't know, man. Someone is claiming that, and I'm not going to.
You have a new source, new intel?
No, we've already kind of talked about it, that. Okay. Buzz Williams is going to be the next head coach at University of Maryland, right? He says he's got sources. Mm-hmm. His buddy is like an assistant coach at A&M.
Let me guess. He saw him at BWI Airport or at Reagan National in the last day or so.
Right. He says his buddy's nephew's an assistant at A&M, and he's been asked to come with Buzz Williams to the University of Maryland. I don't believe that for a second. If Buzz Williams is announced as the next head coach, I'll go on and say, I was 100% wrong. This guy was 100% right.
Will you shave your head?
No.
If Buzz Williams is the next coach in College Park.
I won't do that.
I mean, you never know. Like, there was a rumor about Kirk Cousins, and we'll see what happens with the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Because he was seen at a Chipotle in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, Chick Hernandez, who we love. I love Chick.
Yeah.
Great dude. He put out on WSA9.com yesterday that John Calipari was a candidate. Does anybody believe that John Calipari would leave Arkansas to come to College
he's
Park?
He's already making $8 million a year. He's the highest paid coach.
So people are just throwing names at the wall, and I just, you know, who knows who Maryland's talking to, but this Willard thing is just crazy.
I'm a little on the fence with Willard. I think he could get back in good graces with Maryland fans.
Oh,
I think he could.
Maybe. I mean, there were definitely chants breaking out at some of the College Park last night when Willard was on the screen. The students were chanting "FU Willard" like really loud, throwing the double barrel middle finger up at him. Like, it's gonna take some time for these feelings to kind of die down.
Do you think it's unrecoverable though? See, I still think it's recoverable.
I don't know if it's irrecoverable or not, but he has not ingratiated himself to the fan base by the way he's acted.
Like, if he stayed and then he explained, look, I just wanted what was best for the program.
Yeah.
And I got the NIL money. I got the percentage of revenue that I wanted. So now we're bringing in these players to replace Dare Queen and Reese. Because that's the game is replacing your guys now. It's getting to the portal and replacing the guys that are leaving, right?
Yeah.
So if he's able to sell the fan base, including myself, on, hey, football was getting all the money. Football sucks. Basketball, under me, we're pretty good. Made the Sweet 16. But in order to get this sharpshooter from Pepperdine, I needed $1.5 million. In order to get this bruising rebounder from Texas A&M, I needed $2 million, and I got him. Then he delivers wins, Cakes? You know this. If you deliver wins,
of course, that
you're
going
to be fine.
But well, I think it's recoverable just because time heals all wounds, and over time, people will forget it if he stays, especially if he gets his team back to the tournament.
Right.
Right now, I understand why 75% want him gone, because he just hasn't handled it right. And he hasn't been honest.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Your opinions on what's going on here at Maryland. They lose to Florida in the Sweet 16, and they may lose their coach to Villanova.
All right, let's go to Matt. He's listening in D.C. Matt, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Unfortunately, what I was just about to say is exactly what JP and Bish just said. First, winning is the perfect deodorant. So if he comes back and he's winning, people are going to take the middle finger and turn it into a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. In addition, he is saying the right things about Maryland needing to invest in its basketball program to compete at the highest levels. They were a number four seed for a reason. Florida was a number one seed for a reason. They need to invest more in name, image, likeness. They need to work the portal the way you were saying. And ultimately, what the fans are upset about is not that those things are true. It's that he said them, and we feel jilted and we feel hurt feelings like, oh, they're going to leave us for somebody else. No, if he stays and he does those things, he's going to be our new BFF moving forward.
So are you okay with him coming back?
Sure.
You're okay with that. Okay.
He took us to a Final Four. To a Sweet 16. I think he can take us to a Final Four if he gets the investments that are needed to win in today's NCAA basketball programs.
But you don't believe anything he says, right? When he says he hasn't talked to his agent, he hasn't talked to his wife.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no one believes that.
Wait, is he a coach speaking at a press conference?
Right.
Yeah, I don't believe him. Yeah.
Very non-believable.
Anything a coach says at a press conference, I don't believe.
And look, maybe he hasn't officially linked up with Villanova because he's not hearing the right things from Villanova yet. I don't know. I don't know what they're offering. No idea. You would think Villanova would be willing. They're a basketball school. They're not a football school. You would think that Villanova would give him what he wants going forward for the revenue share. But I have no idea what they're offering. It's just baffling that, you know, it's the next day. They're getting on a plane soon to come back east, and he hasn't made a decision yet.
Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's up, boys? What's up, Bish?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, you're Mikey.
Hey, Mikey C. What's up?
What's up? So I'm totally neutral guy here. I'm a Duke fan, and I think that the Maryland fans are being a bunch of wimps, let's just say. And I think this guy has brought Maryland back to a point as far as Maryland basketball goes. I think he's tried to do it behind the scenes with the administration, telling him what he needs and what he has to have to get to the next level. And if they're not going to give it to him, then he goes public to let people know that he wants to be here, but he's not getting what he needs to get. And, I mean, it's frustrating for him, I'm sure, because you want to be one of the better teams, but it is the way of college basketball now. And, you know, Duke lost a friend of my family's, Roach, to Oregon because they gave him $600,000.
To Baylor,
you
got to
decide where you want to spend your money at. And I don't know what he's doing so wrong besides telling them the truth. And does he maybe deserve a little bit more money since going to Sweet 16? Yeah, because look what they were before he got there. They were garbage.
Well,
They
weren't garbage. I mean, Mark Turgeon was good. They were good. They had Sweet 16 runs with Mark Turgeon. Thanks for the call, Mike. Anyway, I don't have a problem with him if he keeps all of that private. But to come out and say, I need more money for my program. Mm-hmm. The AD's not doing it. He needs to go. I'm glad he's going. And then to come back and say, man, I don't know what to do because the guy that I didn't want working here right. was a really good friend of mine, and now he's gone, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what the direction is. And then to say, I haven't talked to my agent, and I haven't talked to my wife. He's just going about it the wrong way.
He's just all over the place.
I would respect him more if he said, you know what, guys, I'll talk to you about it when I make a decision.
Right.
I can't say anything right now. But to come out and spew all this nonsense.
Like, just go up there and say, I'm absorbing this loss.
It's nonsense.
It hurts me and the team. Yeah, I'll inform you of my future decisions when we land in College Park. Let me just fly back with my team, process things, and I'll give you more details later.
I do think you can recover from this, though. And Maryland may be in a situation where their best move is to give him everything he wants and keep him. Because are you going to find a better coach? Probably not, especially not at this point.
Yeah, but then that goes back to who's making that call right now. Like, just interim AD? Just some random face in the athletic department?
I guarantee you Gary Williams is involved in this.
I'm sure he is.
No, he's
I'm
not.
Sure he's a part of
he's
it.
He's not probably the sole guy that's making decisions, but he's probably in a small group of people that's making decisions. But Gary is definitely involved.
I would think he definitely has some input.
Now, I don't know if that means Gary is saying, we can't give you what you want.
Right.
Or if Gary's saying, yeah, we can give you what you want, but the president doesn't want to agree to that. I don't know how that works.
Cakes and Valdez wanted him on the sideline yesterday.
Oh, it would have been so great.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
That would have been such a great moment had it happened.
But I said on the show yesterday, I said, Willer's decision will be made after the loss.
Right.
If they had won, maybe not. But after the loss, I felt like he would have made the decision.
But it might just be a situation where he's staying.
Well, then announce it.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To ease the minds of Maryland fans.
Will we announce know by it. The time the show is over today?
Probably not.
Will there be an announcement before that?
Probably not.
Yeah, because they're probably en route back
he's
east.
He's not even on a plane yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're still in the hotel room in San Francisco.
I don't know their travel itinerary.
It's 4:17 out there. He's probably sleeping right now.
Right.
What if he's setting up a flight to Philadelphia?
a PJ?
He's heading to Philly. For a presser.
Well, then that's pretty telling if that's the case.
Because to me, it's telling that Villanova's been waiting all along. They're kind of playing the Aaron Rodgers game, right? Because Villanova or the Steelers game.
Didn't Randy Edsall do that bit back in the day when he took UConn to, I think it was the Fiesta Bowl.
He took him to a big bowl, yeah.
And they played, I think it was Oklahoma. I could be wrong on that. And then he didn't even fly back with the team to Connecticut. He flew right to College Park.
Yeah.
Well, not the College Park Airport, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Flew to D.C.
Flew to take the Maryland job.
Correct.
We'll see if history repeats itself here with Willard.
Man, though, listening to him 3 years ago and then listening to him last night, same message.
Seems pretty on brand
like,
for him.
Like, also, you mentioned Villanova. I don't mean to defend at Villanova, but Villanova needs to make a decision, too.
Right.
I mean, they need to hire a head coach. That coach needs to hire a staff. They need to go into the portal. They've got to start plucking guys. They got to make decisions. So Maryland needs to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Maryland needs to, if Willard's going to stay, all right, let's go start getting portal acquisitions. But how much money do we have to keep guys?
If Willard leaves, Maryland's going to be the kid playing musical chairs and all the chairs are taken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's left? What do you do at that point?
If what now? I'm sorry.
If Willard departs, then who takes over? You just got to go with an interim?
Like, some people think Buzz Williams is coming.
Yeah, okay.
Some people think Calipari is coming.
Well, I know that's not happening.
Yeah. I'll hit my head on the wall if Calipari takes the job.
Could be Simpkins.
I mean,
former Terp.
Sure.
Had success.
I love Simp.
That could be an option.
I think Simp certainly should be on a short list of candidates. Maybe Maryland feels like he's a little too green. He's only been a head coach a couple years, but I think he would be a great coach.
Well, whoever's running things over the AD at College Park, the interim, they better have a list.
Right.
They better have a list with 3 to 5 names on it at least.
800-636-1067. What do you think happens in Maryland, and what do you want to happen at the University of Maryland? Do you even want Kevin Willard to be back as the head coach? We'll take more of your calls next here on the Junkies.